On a Monday here at ABC Tropical North, we talk with Steve Lowry from Allman Partners about all things to do with finances. This week, though, he shocked me. I'm not going to lie. It was an absolute shock to find out that I and you, we all could be contributing to the making of guns and, in fact, nuclear weapons.
Yeah, 100% right. If our listeners today, just think about, do you know the companies that your superannuation fund is investing in? And it's quite an important question, particularly if you have a passion or within your value system that you want to contribute to seeing a better world.
Mm-hmm.
You might not want to be supporting some of the companies that may be polluting the earth.
So without having a look, the average superannuation fund, you know, the ones that they just put a little bit in Australia, a little bit overseas, a little bit here,
yep.
That kind of fund,
mm-hmm.
What kind of businesses are we contributing to with our superannuation?
Well, let's think about it. If you're a young person, you've probably got most of your superannuation in shares.
Mm-hmm.
And that would mean that up to 50, 60% is in Australian shares and 40 to 50% is in global shares. And that's going to be spread out depending on the fund manager you use. But if you're using, we've spoken a lot about index investing.
Yes, yes.
So the index that measures the world markets, ex-Australia, is called the MSCI. And there's around about 1,500 companies spread out throughout the world, about 50% of them in America, that capture that index return. So you can imagine that if you're, let's say that you're a individual that you think, well, you know, if I had a choice, I might want to exclude some companies from my investments. And so there are investments available and which we make available to our clients who request it that are called sustainable investment funds.
Okay.
And what they do is they put a screen across the companies that they'll invest in. And so they, first of all, which information is readily available, what companies are putting out more greenhouse gases than others?
Okay, right.
So what companies are, you know, putting out an over acceptable amount of emissions into the atmosphere?
So if you were sustainably aligned and you might say, look, the world average for greenhouse emissions is 33%. This company that currently is in my superannuation is 55%. I don't want them anymore.
Yeah. When you look at that index that I just mentioned, one of the funds that we're using for clients who want this particular value set in their investments, by putting the screen that they put in there, they've eliminated 73.9% of the greenhouse gas emissions from the MSCI index.
Whoa!
So nearly 80%. When you think about that, you know, fund managers around the world, most of them are managing billions, if not trillions of dollars. And they are investing in companies. Now, the reason that companies put their shares on the market is because they need capital.
Mm-hmm.
They need your money to grow. And so for the exchange of your money, they'll give you a portion of the company. So imagine a fund manager who's managing $1 trillion and companies that want that money, those fund managers can exert a lot of pressure on those companies to get their act together.
Mm.
So if you want access to this money for these retail and wholesale investors,
you're going to have to do something about your greenhouse emissions. Otherwise, this many people that I look after are no longer interested in giving you their money.
Yeah, we're not going to invest in your company.
Oh, okay.
So it's a very proactive pressure that they're putting on these companies, and as I just said there. Yeah, for that $1 trillion, they've been able to reduce, just from the index, 80% of the greenhouse gas emissions by just striking out some of those companies. Now, they only look at 85% for emissions and 15%, and this is just on the fossil fuel area, 15% is in toxic spills, oil releases, operational waste, water management, those sort of things. So that's the first screen that they put across. And some of the companies that would be excluded in Australia, you'd imagine, would be some of the mining companies. Qantas would be one of those on the sustainability side, and a number of others. So
those are pretty big names, though, aren't they?
Well, they are. I mean, you know, they are. Think about BHP or Rio Tinto around the world. You know, they've got a lot of operations which are burning fossil fuels. So that's a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, if I don't want that in my portfolio, well, then I can certainly cut the emissions that I'm contributing to of my money.
Okay, right.
Then the second area that a lot of our listeners won't really understand is some of the companies that you're investing in may be doing other things, and this is what we call the social screen.
Okay.
So just imagine a company that is manufacturing nuclear weapons and cluster bombs. Ethically, do you want to be supporting that company?
Absolutely not. No.
And yet,
but I could be with my super if I.
Well, what you would find is you most likely are, because if you think about Lockheed Martin, one of the largest companies in the world, which manufactures weapons, they're going to be in the majority of portfolios just because of the size of them. They're certainly going to be in the index.
Okay. See, I had no idea.
So that's one side, and then you might say, look, I don't want to support tobacco companies. I don't want to support pornography. I want to look at companies and make sure that their farming practices are sustainable. And I certainly don't want to be supporting companies that are using child labour.
Okay.
In the manufacturing.
So you're able to get that intricate with what you choose when it comes to your superannuation funds?
Well, you might not be able to. Your super fund might not offer that.
Okay.
But there are funds out there. And look, personally, my disclaimer is I'm happy to invest like a capitalist.
Yeah.
You know, I hold all the companies. And I'll do my good in the world from my own actions, my own donations, the things that I support.
But others may choose that their superannuation contribution will be the way that they make their stand, the way they do what they think is morally right.
I have a number of clients who come to me and say, I do not want to support those companies. And so as a business, we've gone to the market, I've travelled overseas and looked for funds that can do this for our clients. And it's certainly some of us older baby boomers may not be as focused on the environment than we should, but certainly the younger generation coming through are really passionate about this area. And, you know, if I sat down and I got a list of all the companies they're supporting in their super funds, they might be absolutely aghast. It's so against their values.
Mm, indeed. And so easy to go your lifetime being unaware.
Mm, yeah. And then the next question is, if I'm going to support a fund that cuts those companies out, how much is it going to cost me?
Yeah. Does it perform as well as the other funds or not?
Exactly, from returns. I mean, these funds have been around, sustainable funds have been around for a shorter period of time. But in the last decade, there's been a lot of funds that are what were called ethical funds.
Okay.
And they screened a lot of businesses out, like, you know, right across the board. So it might cost you 3 or 4%. Investment returns to live
so
to your ethics.
You also have to work out how passionate you are about
you
that.
You would have to
really
think about that one. But the funds that we're using for our clients, I just got some figures. The Global Fund has only been going for a couple of years, but it's only about 0.8% under the whole market fund.
Okay. Well, that's not so bad.
That's acceptable, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So my question would be, if our listeners could get access to funds that were more aligned to their values, they might actually start asking some more questions of their advisors to make sure they can get those.
Now, that is some conversation with Steve Lowry from Allman Partners. But please remember, that information is, in fact, of general nature. For specific thoughts on your situation, please seek the advice of your preferred financial advisor or accountant.